Researchers are hoping to reduce the extremely high rates of chronic ear disease in Indigenous children with a new vaccine. An ear disease called otitis media affects almost all babies and young children in remote areas and causes some levels of deafness in about 90%. Amanda Leach, a researcher from the Menzies School of Health Research, spoke to The Wire's Aislinn Rossi.
At the moment, children, babies are still getting ear disease very, very early. And that's earlier than any vaccine can possibly assist with. It's still starting at 1 and 2 months of age. So whether the vaccine, which would be effective by 4 to 6 months, whether the vaccine can prevent subsequent infections or not will be something we'll answer. But at the moment, a lot of babies are getting infected before they even have their first dose of vaccine. So it's a big ask of the vaccine, but we think it might help stop children getting what we call recurrent otitis media, and an infection of the middle ear when fluid builds up in the middle ear space and it stops the eardrum from vibrating, so it causes hearing loss as well. So it's a disease, but it's the hearing loss and the implications for language and development that we're also concerned about.
So is it the implications for language that make this really important?
Absolutely. We don't want children to have infected middle ears, but it is about the impact of this on their language development and their social skills, their understanding of the world around them, really, that is important, socialisation and so on.
Can you explain what's different about your trial to what's already happening out there?
all Australian children get vaccine, pneumococcal conjugate vaccine. But there's actually another vaccine that's a slightly different formulation, and it covers the bacteria that causes a lot of otitis media. And so we think that vaccine would be good, but we need to give all the children the 13-valent vaccine anyway. So we think a combination of these two formulations will increase the number of strains and bacteria that cause otitis media and give broader, what we call broader protection. And that's never been done in the world.
So how common is that chronic disease at the moment?
How common is it? It's almost all children. By 3 years of age, many of these children have had ear disease from 1 month to 3 years of age. So it is like a chronic disease. So it means that their hearing ability and to develop their language skills is very reduced. So it's very common. It's nearly every child has persistent otitis media, and this is babies and children in remote communities in the Northern Territory.
And is it just a Northern Territory problem, or is this something that's a little bit more national?
It's a national issue for particularly remote areas, so it's not just the Northern Territory, but remote areas in Australia, Queensland, around Central Australia. And then for Aboriginal children living in more urban areas, there's still a lot of ear disease. But it's not as serious, it's not as severe, there's not as many eardrum perforations, but they still have a lot of what we call glue ear. And we're only just starting to really do research in that space. So this particular trial is dedicated to the children that do have very early and persistent disease in remote communities particularly, but it may well have application to other high-risk children, even if they're non-Aboriginal.
Amanda Leach from the Menzies School of Health Research speaking with The Wire's Aislinn Rossi.